This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Nagaland government signs memorandum of understanding with Jobs in Germany, GmbH, to expand global employment opportunities for skilled youth. Nagaland Board of School Education cancels the examination of 14 students from 8 different schools in Rimapur for their alleged involvement in question paper leak. Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barma says Tripura government is continuously working to bring hidden skills and talents of rural youth into mainstream. After 150 years, renin killers, trichophilas, rediscovered in high-altitude wetlands of Tawang district in Arunachal Pradesh. And now the news in detail. The Nagaland government has signed a memorandum of understanding with Jobs in Germany, GmbH, to expand global employment opportunities for skilled youth from the state. The agreement provides for German language training, cultural orientation, faculty training, curriculum support and direct linkages with German employers. In the first phase, 22 candidates have been selected for the 7-month training program, which will start in January 2026. The MOU also covers vocational training, apprenticeships and employment opportunities. The MOU is the first of its kind institutional initiative in India, positioning Nagaland as a pioneer in government-led international workforce mobility. The Nagaland Board of School Education has cancelled the examinations of 14 students from 8 different schools in Dimapur for their alleged involvement in a question paper leak during the Class 9 Phase 2 examinations. The decision was taken after receiving the police investigation report, which confirmed that the leaked question papers were circulated within a closed group of 14 students from 8 schools in Dimapur. The investigation revealed that the modus operandi and primary source of the question paper leak originated from PM Shri Government High School, Burma Camp, Dimapur. Consequently, an examination centre for classes 8 and 9 in this school has been withdrawn. Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barma said that the state government is continuously working to bring the hidden skills and talents of rural youth into the mainstream. He added that transforming Tripura into a state rich in skilled human resources is one of the government's key objectives. The minister made these remarks while inaugurating the Abhyam project at Bonomalipur Personality Development Centre in Agartala yesterday. He said that even today, many talented individuals in remote rural areas of Tripura are being left behind solely due to a lack of opportunities. The primary objective of the Abhyam project is to identify such hidden talents, convert them into modern skills and make the youth self-reliant. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday conducted a ground inspection in Tawang town to understand on-ground realities for planned, people-centric and sustainable urban development guided by community needs. During his visit, he held a meeting with landowners of Gyankar village to discuss and plan for future development. He also visited the Buddha statue, Buddha Park, and the Tawang archery ground at Tawang to review the infrastructure needs. Khandu also applauded the Centre for Financial Literacy team of Jung and Tawang for their efforts in spreading banking and digital awareness to remote areas. In Meghalaya, a state-level workshop on promotion of jute cultivation was held at the SMELC Hall, Dakop Gray in Thura yesterday. The event aimed to encourage farmers to adopt jute cultivation and explore its potential for sustainable livelihoods. In his address, manager of O&M, Jute Corporation of India, Partha Sarathy Ronthre, highlighted the success of the ICAR scheme, which has led to increased production and quality benefits for jute farmers. He emphasized the potential of Meghalaya's soil and climate for jute cultivation and urged farmers to take advantage of the schemes and policies introduced by the government. The technical session covered topics such as IKI scheme, certified seeds, modern agronomics practices and marketing prospects of jute. The Manipur State Commission for Women, in collaboration with the district administration, IMFAL, organized a one-day sensitization program on sexual harassment of women at workplaces, Prohibition and Prevention and Redressal Act 2013. The program was held at the Conference Hall, DC IMFAL East Office Complex in Porampat. Chairperson of the commission, T.H. Tining Pam Monsang, members and others attended the program. During the technical session, experts elaborated on the provisions and objectives of the Act, highlighting the mechanisms for prevention and redressal. After 150 years, a plant, Ranunculus trichophilus, has been rediscovered in the high-altitude wetlands of Tawang district in Arunachal Pradesh, marking its first recorded presence in the state. It was found near P.T. Saw Lake at an elevation of about 4,000 meters. This cold water aquatic herb was last documented in Sikkim in 1909. A group of 20 BSc Agriculture students from ICAR-IARI Umiam in Meghalaya, accompanied by two teachers, visited the School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, Medzi Pema campus as part of an educational tour. The students explored key academic and research facilities, including the library, education museum, insect and disease museums, and the All India Coordinated Research Project on honeybees and pollinators. The visit provided hands-on learning and insights into agricultural research and innovations. The students also interacted with the Pro Vice Chancellor, Medzi Pema Campus, Professor Deepak Sinha. Arunachal's The Youth Mission for Clean River has been included in the Mountains of Change booklet under Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0. The inclusion showcases a powerful community-led model inspiring effective waste management solutions for mountainous regions nationwide across India. The Youth Mission for Clean River has been at the forefront of river conservation in Arunachal Pradesh since 2016, mobilizing youths with regular cleanups, awareness drives and collaborations to nurture a healthier environment for generations to come. In Manipur, the 18th edition of state-level Orange Festival 2025 kicked off at the mini-stadium in Taminglong District Headquarters yesterday. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurated the three-day festival. Addressing the gathering, the governor lauded the unity and cultural diversity of Taminglong and reiterated the state government's commitment to inclusive development, preservation of indigenous culture and promotion of livelihoods. He highlighted that Taminglong Orange, which received the geographical indication tag in 2017, contributes over 50% of the state's orange production and has emerged as a vital source of income for local farmers. The governor also participated in a traditional fire-making show and lamp lighting ceremony, which formally kicked off the orange competition, and inspected the stalls and visited an orange orchard to interact with local growers. Nyabam Bagra Lomi of Arunachal Pradesh has received the Best Handwoven Fabric Designer Award at the National Designers Award 2025 held in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. Minister for Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, Kentu Jini, has termed it a well-deserved recognition and a testament to Bagra Lomi's exceptional craftsmanship, creative vision and timeless dedication, bringing immense pride to the state and the community. After earning top honours at several international film festivals, the acclaimed Khasi film, Halenka Abneng, directed by noted filmmaker Pradeep Kurba, made an emotional homecoming with a special screening at St. Anthony's College, Shillong. Special screening was organised by the Department of Mass Media, St. Anthony's College, in collaboration with Kurba Films. Hello Meghalaya and Kanup Creatives, Halenka Abneng, has already won major awards including Best Director, Best Film and Best Asian Cinema in Moscow, Best Director at the Kolkata Film Festival and Best Editor at an international film festival in London. MLA Paul Lingdo praised the film as both realistic and futuristic, stating that it captures the anxieties of a society on the brink of fragmentation. Nagaland yesterday registered a victory from Group D match of the Santosh Trophy National Senior Football Championship 2025. Nagaland defeated Manipur 3-0 in a match played at Umakanta Mini Stadium, Agartala in Tripura. Meanwhile, the Meghalaya Football Association yesterday announced a 22-member squad for the Santosh Trophy preliminary round to be held in Shillong. The Group E matches in Shillong consist of Meghalaya, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Meghalaya will take on Sikkim tomorrow and Arunachal on the 23rd of this month. Sikkim and Arunachal will face each other on the 21st of this month. And before we end, the headlines once again. Nagaland government signs Memorandum of Understanding with Jobs in Germany, GmbH, to expand global employment opportunities for skilled youth. Nagaland Board of School Education cancels the examinations of 14 students from 8 different schools in Dimapur for their alleged involvement in question paper leak. Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barma says Tripura government is continuously working to bring hidden skills and talents of rural youth into mainstream. After 150 years, ranunculus trichophilus rediscovered in high-altitude wetlands of Tawang district in Arunachal Pradesh. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.